I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Whipping Man by Matthew Lopez is a play that examines freedom and slavery from the context of the post-Civil War South. Its main characters are two former slaves who've adopted the Jewish faith of their former owners and an injured Confederate soldier who returns to his home in Richmond, Virginia, just days after the end of the war. Very Little Theater presents the play in Eugene January 19th through February 3rd. With me in the KLCC studios are Stanley Coleman, who is featured as former slave Simon, and director Nancy Boyette. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Well, Stanley, your character is a complex mix, African-American by heritage, Jewish by faith, in the aftermath of the war, guarding his former owner's house and caring for a grievously wounded former owner on new terms. What about that character is compelling from your perspective?
Well, Simon is rooted in this religion, in this Judaism. He has been brought up in it. He knows it. It's all about asking questions. He says that in the play. And sometimes he says you don't really get the answers, but he says that's what Judaism is really all about. And Simon is also waiting for the return of his wife and daughter. The master, Mr. De Leon, took them with him when he left with President Davis. And so this is why Simon is really at this house, and also to wait for the rest of the family to return. And so that's why we find him here. And he is compelling because he is he's very strong in his religion. He's very strong-willed, strong-minded. He's just a person who's very much on top of who he is. He knows who he is, in other words.
How do you see that relationship between slavery in America of African Americans and the Israelites in Egypt?
Well, that's an interesting story, and that's the interesting parallel in the play, that the Jews at Passover celebrate the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt. Well, at the same time that this play is taking place, the slaves have just been freed by President Lincoln. And so we have two events that are quite very much alike. And not only that, it comes really strong in the play through one of the spirituals that Simon sings. And that's a spiritual go down Moses where he says, tell old Pharaoh to let my people go.
Nancy, how do you approach bringing these issues forward as a director?
Well, I actually start based on just humanity, the human feelings that no matter what your skin color is, no matter what your situation is, everyone has. And so we start with that, and then we work on the history. We've had so many wonderful, wonderful discussions where we discuss our experiences, history, and we relate that to the characters and what they must be going through. So I think we choose to use all of that as our tools and then build on it. And as we go along and rehearse, we start feeling more and more and seeing more and more in the lines. So using those parallels, I mean, I didn't know that Jews owned slaves. I mean, I was that ignorant. And so reading this play, researching it, and looking at it, and realizing the amazing parallels in terms of slavery and being freed was very interesting to me. So
did you find within that meditations on the nature of freedom itself?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are there things that you draw from that you'd like to talk about?
Oh, one of the things about the show that I like is it's not just about slavery in the race sense. It's also the slavery that we have to our ideas and the choices we make. obviously, it is primarily about race and slavery and the United States' role in that in the past, which still carries forward to today.
Do you have anything you'd like to add to that, Stanley, on the nature of freedom itself and what it means for you?
Well, I think, and this also comes out in some of the things that Simon says, as a slave, you had no choice. You had no choices. You couldn't make a choice to do this or do that. There's just none. But once you've been freed, you now have choices. And, you know, and that comes out very strong in the play as well. Now you have a choice. You know, it's very new, but but it's still there. But it's very new, and so it makes it very uncomfortable because you're not sure how to make those choices all the time, and you're not sure how you're supposed to deal with those choices. But it's one of the things that happens near the end of the play where I tell, you know, the younger slave boy, you've got a choice. You know, you've got a choice now. You're free. You've got choices. You can make choices. And, you know, and I go back and say, you know, you made some choices and they just weren't good choices, you know, but you do have choices. And that's also very universal, as Nancy said. You know, we have choices. We don't always make good choices, but we still have them.
How do you see the application of those lessons from that historical time directly applying to our current day and lives?
Wow. Great question. I think, especially in the current climate, it's very important to see that we have the choice to come from fear, or we can come from empathy and realizing that there's nothing to fear about a person who is different from you. It's only about learning and opening yourself to the opportunity. You have that choice.
Historically, there was near coincidence between the end of the Civil War and the beginning of Passover. How is that important in history and in this play?
Oh, that's amazingly important. It's so serendipitous because in this play, we obviously have the Jewish faith. We have Judaism. And to bring those two together at the same time, just by the way things worked out, makes a very interesting dynamic. And so, as Stan was saying, we have the parallel of the Jews being freed from Egypt, which is what Passover is about, celebrating that release, celebrating that being able to be free people, and also the freeing of the slaves. And to have it happen so close, I mean, Lee surrendered on April 9th in 1865. Passover began on April 10th. That's amazing to me. I mean, what a great coincidence. And so to explore that and go forward with that is a really wonderful thing that this play does. And we can look at the parallel of those two things and experience them today. Look around and realize that there is so much diversity, so much chance to process what people feel and see and have experienced through their heritage.
What would you like to add to that, Stanley?
And I think April 14th is the date that President Lincoln is assassinated. And this falls heavily on Simon because Simon looked up to him as the savior of slaves. And he even mentions it, and he says, this is our Moses, you know. This is the guy, this is the person who set us free, you know. So that becomes also a very important thing. And Simon says, you know, this is a miracle. This Passover, this death of Lincoln, and all of these things happening all at the same time. He says, you know, because it's who we are, where we are, in the middle of all we are, he says, and here we have the Jewish Passover happening at the same time. So that's another connection that this play makes to, I think, to current day as well. You know, we have... As African Americans, we have some people that we consider to be our Moseses. I know that you know, most people have great respect for Martin Luther King and for what he did to help get people not necessarily free, but you know, well, maybe it is free, you know, because we're still, like Nancy said, we're still enslaved. A lot of us are still enslaved to the things that we believe. We're still enslaved to our racism, for instance.
Matthew Lopez, as a playwright, is neither Jewish nor African American. He's partly of Puerto Rican descent. He is partly of European descent. He's from Florida. He did not live through the Civil War. How do you feel about the authenticity of his voice in speaking his character's issues?
Well, I think it's, again, relates to that human experience. You don't have to be those things to empathize. Mm. You can have experiences that you can relate to in your own life, and you can connect them to those experiences. His parents were Civil War buffs, so he grew up learning and reading about that. He has an uncle that's Jewish, so he's been to several Seders and Passovers, etc. And when he learned that the Jews were slave owners, he dove into that research and really got into it, and was able to, I think, pull out a brilliant show. He won the 2011 John Gassner Critics Circle Award for a new playwright for this show. And he has put so many layers and so many interesting bits in this that are both historic and also relating to that human condition that I don't think you have to be, you know, Jewish or live through the Civil War or anything to be able to write about that.
But he is mixed race.
Yes.
And that's an issue because mixed race people sometimes feel left out and different. And although we may not know exactly what Matthew Lopez has gone through, he probably there is some element of that in his interest in this theme.
If you were going to add to this play with your own perspectives, are there things that you would add to the script if you were in a place to change it?
Man, that's a deep question. off the top of my head, no. I think it's a really wonderful
great
package.
I think it's well written. It's very tight.
Well, thank you so much for your perspectives and for bringing this play to the stage in Eugene and for coming in today.
Oh, thank you.
Thank
and
you.
I hope people come to see it. It's so interesting and fun.
Stanley Coleman, who stars as former slave Simon in Very Little Theater's production of The Whipping Man, and director Nancy Boyette. The play opens on Friday, January 19th and runs through Saturday, February 3rd. For tickets and information, thevlt.com. For an extended version of this interview, klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.